Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Building. The building department is responsible for issuing building permits for 1, 2, and 3-family residential structures and associated development. The state of Ohio issues commercial building permits for Franklin County Building Code, refer relevant to real estate professionals operating in, read the source, h2/franklincountyo.gov/business-development/planning/building-permits/building. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Willcut Group breaks down Ohio real estate commission rates. Most real estate agents charge 5 to 6% of the home's sale price, typically split between the buyer's and seller's agents, with commission structures being negotiable. Columbus area professionals can benchmark their own commission practices against prevailing local norms while staying competitive in Ohio's market. Review the Willcut Group's commission structure guidance at the source link. Ohio Real Estate Headlines, Ohio Average Realtor Commission Rates for 2026. What pros should know? A new breakdown reveals what sellers pay in real estate commission when selling a home in Ohio, plus strategies to reduce costs. Understanding current commission benchmarks helps Ohio agents set competitive expectations and articulate value to seller clients. Review the 2026 Ohio commission data at the source link to inform your next listing conversation. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Should Know. Building permits in Franklin County are issued 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with public water and sewer access. Real estate professionals in OH can set accurate client expectations on project timelines and flag potential delays for properties lacking public utilities. Share the Franklin County building permit timeline with developers and investors planning projects in Central OH. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Columbus Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. The City of Columbus explains how building permits authorize contractors or homeowners to begin construction work after submitting applications and required plans for approval. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand permit timelines and requirements to properly advise clients on project feasibility, closing schedules, and property improvement viability. Share the permit tracking process with clients at https://www.columbus.gov/business-development/get-a-permit/get-a-track-a-building-permit. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Franklin County OH Property Tools, Taxes, Parcels, and Records in One Hub. The Franklin County website consolidates access to property taxes, parcel search, real estate filings, and record search across multiple county offices. OH real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions by using this centralized portal for official county property data. Bookmark http://franklincountyohio.gov/resident-services/property for quick access to Franklin County property records and tax information. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third of the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.